and invite you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is a special guest, a gentleman we've had on before, Shane Ellis, and we're going to be talking about the statin drugs. You know, recently, why, of course, reports come out on Vitorin that suggest that this really wasn't tried for any period of time. They had a 12-week series with 3,000 people. 12 weeks, they found the Vitorin actually lowered the cholesterol level, so they released it on the public, and millions of people have taken it, and billions of dollars have been made, and now when they're doing studies on it, why, they suddenly show that a 40% increase in cancer. But you don't have to worry about the 40% increase in cancer, because that's in human beings. Because the companies say, well, we've did studies in animals, and it didn't show any increase in cancer, so, I mean, this has got to be some sort of an aberration, can't be really serious, you know. And yet, on the other hand, time and time and time again, they will tell us, well, just because our studies show that a product produces cancer in animals doesn't mean it's going to do it in human beings. Ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Drug Administration is your greatest enemy. It is not protecting you because there is an agenda behind the people at the highest levels of our government. There's just too many useless eaters out there. And so much of what we hear about the medicines, what the doctors hear, what the doctors are prescribing, is lethal for the American people. But when you understand there is a population control agenda, so much of this makes sense. And people say, why nobody in their right mind would manufacture and distribute drugs that would increase the incidence of cancer, would they? And the answer is, no, nobody in their right mind would do it. But we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who have an entirely different world outlook. It has been known for a long period of time that statin drugs increase the incidence of cancer, and they're giving it to millions of people across America today with the full help and support of bureaucrats working for your government, receiving tax money not to help the American people but to harm them. Shane, thank you so very much for being with us.
It's always an honor to be here. Can you hear me okay?
You're doing just fine. Go ahead.
Great. Great to be here and excited to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is cholesterol, LDL, HDL, or otherwise, and, of course, its non-relation to heart disease.
And that's such an important point. They want to tell us that cholesterol is responsible for heart disease, but half the people who have strokes or who have heart attacks have normal cholesterol.
That's exactly right, and they've been doing those studies.
Go ahead.
Yes, over half of the people who die from heart attack or even stroke have low cholesterol, and you know they've been doing these studies for literally hundreds of years, looking at cadavers, and now today they're using the latest technology, which allows them to look inside the coronary arteries. Without having the person be dead or otherwise incapacitated. And they're able to look at these arteries, and we find that the healthiest arteries are among those people with the highest levels of cholesterol. And then if you look at epidemiological studies, the people who live the longest have high cholesterol. And I do want to quantitate the word high cholesterol because it's important for people to understand these numbers. When I say high cholesterol, I'm talking about cholesterol levels above 300. You know, today we're told that we need to have our total cholesterol level, our total cholesterol levels be around 170 to 200. But when you look at large populations of people around the world, you look at the healthiest populations and the sickest populations, phenomenally enough, we see that those individuals with cholesterol levels higher than 300 actually live longer, better than compared to those people with a cholesterol level of even 170, 180, 190, and 200.
You know, when I went to medical school, the normal cholesterol level was 280. So how did they ever convince us it ought to be down less than 200?
Well, they're working with a population of people who, and I was in the same situation, who are grossly ignorant on health issues. You know, we're not taught about health in public schools. We're not taught about health in college. And as a medicinal chemist, I was never taught about health. I was just taught how to make drugs in the lab and purify those drugs into prescriptions. So they run, what they do is they run huge marketing campaigns known as direct-to-consumer advertising, and they use medical doctors and they use celebrities just to simply regurgitate that in order to be healthy and avoid stroke or heart attack, we need low cholesterol. So everybody gets into a frenzy because we all watch TV. Well, most of us watch TV. We all get into a frenzy that we need to lower our cholesterol. And what do? We go to the doctor to ask if this drug or if Lipitor or Zocor is right for us. And, of course, it's right for you. If you've got health insurance or if you're willing to pay for these drugs, then it's right for you.
Yeah, you know, I remember that big ad that they used to run in the New York Times on Lipitor. 30% reduction in heart attacks. 30% reduction in heart attacks if you take our drug. Then in very small letters down there, it mentioned the differences between, well, if 3 in 100 people who didn't take Lipitor got heart attacks and 2 of 100 people who did take Lipitor got heart attacks, therefore it's a 30% reduction. You know, figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure. And the difference between a 3 and 2, some people would see it as 1%, but they can make it into 30%. By the sleight of hand, and the average person who read that ad honestly believed they were getting a dramatic reduction in the incidence of heart attacks, if they would simply take Lipitor, but they didn't read the small print. And it's just the way you calculate the figures, the difference between 3 and 2 or 30%. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the actual difference versus a percentage difference. And when you use a percentage difference, you get that 30%. 33%, but if you look at the actual difference, like you so eloquently said, it's only 1% of clinical significance.
And that's the anti-inflammatory effect that these drugs have, not to the cholesterol lowering. So you pick up the story. This latest thing on Vytorin, where they're trying to convince the people, well, just because people are dying, you don't look at that. You look at the animal studies that we paid for, and the animal studies don't show that. And because the animal studies show whatever the people who are making billions of dollars want them to show, and nobody is ever sent to prison for killing large numbers of Americans. I believe it's genocide. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest this morning.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
And an emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning. Mr. Ellison, please go ahead. Why don't you comment at all about the things that you've discovered as far as statin drugs are concerned? I think it's so important that people understand it's a scam. It's a very profitable scam. The doctors are conditioned to believe these things that just aren't true. And because of the fabulous amounts of money that are spent on educating the doctors to go along with the drug company's agenda, why, first, the doctors are complicit, not because they're bad people, but because they just don't know. And that's why this information that you're hearing this morning is so vitally important. And go right ahead.
Sure. Well, I initially came across the statin scam while I was working for Eli Lilly, and scientists were discovering that the statin drugs, like Lipitor, Zocor, Pravacol, etc., were mimicking a molecule in the body known as VEGF, or vascular endothelial growth factor. And this growth factor is a growth factor for cancer. It's kind of like you could consider it cancer fertilizer. So they very methodically buried this information from doctors and patients. And at that time, I thought, well, what else are they burying? And they rationalized the cancer risk by stating that since it saves so many from heart disease, that it's a lesser of the evils and we don't need to worry about it. So I looked into the literature with relation to heart disease, and I found that there's no study showing that it increases, that any statin drug increases lifespan as a result of lowering cholesterol.
No statin drug increases lifespan, and yet that's what they're telling us. Well, you're not going to get your heart attack, you're not going to get your stroke. We're interested and we're concerned about longevity, and but there are no studies that show it increases the lifespan. Go ahead.
Exactly. Not a single one, and yet Lipitor itself is responsible for profiting $10 billion a year, the best-selling drug of all time. These were hard facts for a young aspiring chemist to swallow. So I continued doing my research. That's when I wrote my book, The Hidden Truth About Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs, and continued on looking at the benefits of cholesterol. I mean, if you're lowering cholesterol with a drug and it's not causing heart disease, then what exactly is the importance of cholesterol? What kind of role does it have with heart disease and stroke? And it doesn't have any role. If anything, it serves as nature's Band-Aid. And when we get inflammation within the coronary regions of the artery, we do have a small amount of what's known as LDL cholesterol. This is just cholesterol that's been packaged into a lipoprotein. And it serves as nature's Band-Aid. That's it. Whether you have high cholesterol or low cholesterol, it's always there serving as nature's Band-Aid. And we don't die from heart attack because of the inflammation, or what some people call plaque. We eventually die from a heart attack when we have a blood clot that meets this inflammation. And so you have to keep your blood very healthy. And interestingly enough, the inflammation isn't caused by heart disease. Again, it's just nature's band-aid. The inflammation that the studies were showing, and they've showed this conclusively over the last approximately 90 years, that the inflammation is coming from excess sugar consumption and lack or gross lack in vitamin C intake. You see, the coronary arteries are made up of what you could consider a collagen matrix, and this collagen is made with vitamin C, and it's also damaged by excess sugar. So I continued looking at various epidemiological studies on sugar intake and the heart disease rates. If you look back maybe 100 years ago, the national average for sugar intake was about 10 to 15 pounds per year. You know, 10 to 40 pounds per year. And today, with a huge epidemic in heart disease, excess sugar intake is about 150 pounds. And this sugar intake and lack of vitamin C is what leads to the blood getting very thick and the inflammation, and it's the perfect environment for heart disease. And it has nothing to do with cholesterol. If anything, the studies show that the cholesterol is actually protective, and the higher it is, the longer you live. And I think that, you know, if our listeners take home one piece of information from this phone call today, it's that all the studies show the higher our cholesterol, the longer we live.
And yet they've convinced us exactly the opposite is the truth, and they keep lowering the cholesterol, and they'd like to get you down to 160 or 170, which is getting down to the lethal level. They know it increases the incidence of cancer, at least certain of the statin drugs, and they know
yes.
It lowers the incidence of coenzyme Q10, which has to do with protecting your heart from congestive heart failure, and they know it has an impact on your mind and dementia. They know all of these things, but boy, are they raking in the money. But it's more than that. There really are evil and wicked people out there. When you understand that, so much of what's going on makes a lot more sense. Go right ahead.
It is. And the cholesterol, you know, they've been studying this molecule, and I would say next to water, next to H2O, the cholesterol molecule is absolutely the second most vital molecule in the body. And you just ran through a slew of negative side effects that result from the cholesterol-lowering drugs. We talk about a decrease in the energy-producing molecule known as coenzyme Q10. You talk about dementia. You talk about cancer. You talk about heart failure. We also see a huge drop in immunity. That's because cholesterol plays a very significant positive role in all of these things. It also is the precursor to all of our sex hormones. So as we age, we have, by human nature, a natural need to increase our cholesterol levels. And the body's own innate intelligence understands this, which is why, as we age, we see the phenomenon of increased cholesterol. The liver starts producing more and more cholesterol. And that, again, folks, protects us from premature death, protects us from dementia, protects us from cancer, protects us from different forms of viral infection, bacterial infection, and it protects us from going to the grave too early. And it boosts our hormones. It keeps the testosterone, the estrogens, the cortisols. It keeps all those hormones in check. And you don't need to, if you're taking these drugs as vitamins, then you've fallen victim to the campaign, the billion-dollar annual campaign that's designed to program you into thinking that.
And it's the most incredible thing that they've been able to sell the doctors on something that just isn't true. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough and authoritatively enough, and you can get it published, phony articles published in medical journals and phony speeches given before doctors' audiences, and you go to these medical meetings and they tell you of the danger of cholesterol, and yet, of course, half the people, you know, who die of heart attack and strokes have normal cholesterol. So how do you explain it? Of course, it's not the cholesterol at all. It's the calcification of the arteries, and that's what you've got to cut back on. But they're not telling you that. In fact, everything they're doing is encouraging you to get more calcium into you. Oh, my goodness, you know the friendly cows out there, and what you need are calcium supplements for your bones and calcium supplements for this, that, and the other thing, all of them predisposing to heart disease. How are we going to get the American people to know the truth? Because it's all there in the literature, isn't it?
Yeah, they need to go to your website, and they need to purchase my book, The Hidden Truth About Cholesterol, Lowering, and Drugs. I mean, we're talking 90 pages, and it totally destroys the myth that says we need cholesterol-lowering drugs in order to prevent heart disease. You know, there was just a new study that came out in the last 2 days, and again, we've seen this cancer rate skyrocket over the last 100 years among cancer among people taking the statin drugs. This study was looking at a combo drug of Zocor and Zetia, and it showed that a total of 105 cancer cases among the treated group and then 70 among those taking the placebo. And that was actually an increase on the preliminary rates of 93 and 65, respectively. So we're seeing huge increases in cancer. And again, it's because these drugs mimic the cancer fertilizer in our body known as VEGF. And you won't find a single doctor, well, with the exception of you, in the United States that understands this relationship at all.
Well, it was on the front page of the New York Times in the last couple of days. Oh, but, of course, the experts were saying just because it increased the incidence of cancer, why, that doesn't mean you should stop taking it. That's probably an aberration. Look at the animal studies that were actually financed by the drug companies. The animal studies show that there's no increase. Well, just because it increases in the human studies, why, probably just by chance. And you wonder if these people can really look in the mirror every day, because they know that they're killing people by actually advocating such stupidness as, on the other hand, whenever you talk about the animal studies show increases of cancer, well, those are just animals, you know. What we need are the human studies. They're always an excuse to kill people.
Yeah. They've always got some pitchman who's going to go out there on the front page of newspapers and say that statin drugs are healthy. People have a really hard time believing that you can pay a doctor to say something that goes totally against the scientific grain. But it's quite easy, because doctors are always looking for prestige rather than looking for new ways to keep their patients healthy. Prestige always trumps health, period. If you remember the famous doctor for Lipitor, what was his name?
Well, his name escapes me, because he's a fellow who devises this heart, artificial heart, Jarvik.
Yes, Dr. Jarvik. And, you know, he was eventually fired because he was going on national television prescribing Lipitor, but yet he didn't even have a license to prescribe medicine, for God's sake. And there were no criminal charges against this man whatsoever.
Those are the ads that told you about the 30% decrease, and then in the very fine print, well, it was the difference between 3 and 2. That's a 30% difference, isn't it? And, of course, you know, that certainly could well be the anti-inflammatory effect, not the cholesterol-lowering effect. But actually, what people need to understand is that statin drugs lower cholesterol by poisoning the liver. That's what they do. They suppress it. Cholesterol production by the liver by poisoning it. Doesn't it come from mushrooms or something?
Yes, this is a very, very hot topic of mine. If you look at the origin of these statin drugs, the discovery was actually financed by the U.S. government through Merck in the 1970s. And they discovered that a yeast known as red yeast rice actually produced the statin drugs naturally. And this yeast, they discovered, produced it as a defense mechanism against its predators. So in nature, if it were to be consumed by any animal, that animal would die very slowly as a result of low cholesterol and lowered enzyme CoQ10. That animal would usually die from heart failure. And, of course, then the animals, through natural selection, learn this process and they don't consume the red yeast rice, and the red yeast rice is able to flourish. So they so in conjunction with Merck, they isolated this statin drug and they began selling it to the human population. And ever since then, the drug companies have used a technology known as combinatorial chemistry, which simply allows chemists to scramble the molecule a little bit to have a different molecular structure, but the same biological effect, which is to lower cholesterol and CoQ10, and you get very sick. Slowly, albeit slowly.
And the tragedy is that, you know, the drug companies have spent $1 billion a year to sell this to the doctors, to sell it to the public. The big advertisements you will see on television, the advertisements, full-page advertisements, that appeared for some time in the New York Times, probably the most widely read newspaper. And it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is, if you say it often enough and authoritatively enough, you can poison the entire American people. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment here and get some more information on this subject. We're going to welcome your calls, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255.
You to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your material, get to your webpage?
My website is thepeopleschemist.com. Don't forget the part, T-H-E, thepeopleschemist.com. There's lots of fantastic reading there, from Stinky Sulfur Awards to People's Chemist Approved Awards. You get a lot of information about what products you can use, what products you cannot use, what drugs are safe, what drugs are dangerous, and how to replace them with either natural cures or healthy lifestyle habits.
All right, and then certainly we carry the book on statin drugs. We think it's an important book. We also have a four-tape set on statin drugs that actually will review this overall problem. But the American people are being progressively poisoned by the drug companies who know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing this in the full complicity of the Federal Drug Administration, the FDA. Because they know everything that you've heard this morning. The studies, the scientific studies are out there. Your doctor is never allowed to read them, or when they come up, they always will say, well, you certainly don't want to pay any attention to the animal studies. It's the human studies that are important. And then when the human studies show we're being poisoned, well, you don't want to pay any attention to the human studies. It's the animal studies that are important. And certainly you don't want to have a heart attack, do you? You do what we tell you to do. Well, I tell them.
Exactly. They use that. They use fear as marketing leverage or to push all the negative studies under the already stuffed pharmaceutical rug. Because, again, like I alluded to at the first part of this call, is that a lot of people are not privy to scientific health information. So they simply relinquish their fear to the drug companies and are able to swallow, and they allow themselves to start swallowing drugs as vitamins. And, you know, it's pretty shocking because that whole drug-eating mentality is killing about one person every 5 minutes, and that trend has been going on for approximately 37 years. We're looking at 125,000 to 200,000 deaths annually as a result of using drugs, Lipitor included, as prescribed by medical doctors. This is one other factor that caused me to reflect on my own career as a medicinal chemist and eventually led to my abandonment of drug design, because the fact of the matter is we don't need any drugs whatsoever. Outside of emergency situations, there is no drug that's going to increase our lifespan, and drugs are not vitamins. The real cause of heart disease or premature heart disease and stroke, like I stated earlier in the call, is massive sugar consumption and lack of vitamin C intake. Those are the two biggest causes. Of course, smoking is huge, but it all results in the same thing, and that's breakdown of the collagen matrix within the mechanically stressed regions of the coronary arteries. You see, if cholesterol, this is another good point, and proves that cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease. If cholesterol caused heart disease, then we would see inflammation or massive plaque buildup throughout the entire 100,000 miles of veins, arteries, and capillaries. But 90% of the time, because cholesterol floats throughout the entire cardiovascular system. So if it was causing heart disease or inflammation, it would cause it from head to toe. But instead, 90% of the time, we see inflammation or plaque buildup only within the coronary arteries. That's because those arteries are vastly different than all the other arteries located from head to toe. Those arteries, the coronary arteries, undergo mechanical stress, okay, because they lay over the heart muscle. And that mechanical stress requires that collagen be built up or renewed very often. And without vitamin C or with excess sugar consumption or smoking or lack of folic acid or lack of exercise, that mechanically stressed collagen cannot rebuild itself. So what happens is we get nature's Band-Aid. We get cholesterol. We get calcification. We get immune cells, white blood cells. We get tons of debris going in and serving as nature's Band-Aid, and we get inflammation. Eventually, the blood gets very thick, and we have a clot, and then we have the ravages of a heart attack or stroke. So to remedy that whole catastrophe, you don't need to focus on your cholesterol levels. You need to focus on your sugar intake and your exercise and your vitamin C consumption, and you must make sure you're getting plenty of folic acid. Did I miss anything in there?
What about calcium? What about the incidence of the calcium influence on hardening of the arteries and creating a situation that predisposes to the plaque?
Sure. I mean, like you alluded to earlier, everybody's taking these calcium supplements. You know, in my studies, I found that you can get plenty of calcium just from eating a healthy organic salad. And there's no need to be going around supplementing with calcium if you haven't been diagnosed with any type of disease that causes you to be very deficient in it. And besides that, the best way to absorb calcium is simply by ensuring that you're getting plenty of sunshine or vitamin D via cod liver oil.
And, Chris, your vitamin D is really so important. And, Chris, you've been doing everything they could to get us out of the sun. Oh, my goodness, you're going to get cancer. You don't want to get in the sun. Whereas, actually, vitamin D tends to fight cancer. And certainly, vitamin D deficiency is strongly related to the increase of cancer. And it helps fight inflammation. Vitamin D is absolutely essential to health, and you should be out in the sun. And the trouble is a lot of the sunscreen lets the bad sun rays right on through, and a lot of the sunscreens are toxic. And so much of what we're being told just isn't true. And the old idea that when I was first getting started in medicine, you had people with tuberculosis. We didn't have good anti-tuberculosis drugs. What did you do? You put the people in tuberculosis sanitariums where they got fresh air and sunshine. And they got well. And, of course, it was the vitamin D that they got from the sunshine that helped to combat the tuberculosis and got them well. So much of good common sense has just been forgotten today. And we tell people, oh, don't go out in the sun, you're going to get cancer. And sure enough, you don't go out in the sun and you get cancer, and then people wonder why our cancer rates are skyrocketing.
I think you said it best. Common sense has been totally smothered. You know, it's been buried by an avalanche of direct-to-consumer advertising. You've got the drug industries and the food industries simply advertising the wrong information. But people are so susceptible to advertising, they become, advertising zombies, and they start repeating this to their friends and families. Oh, God, don't go in the sun. Use sunblock. Use sunscreen. Look, sunblock and sunscreen are going to block vitamin D production in the skin. It's going to lead to cancer, and it's not going to have any beneficial effect at warding off heart disease. You need vitamin D, and the best way to get it is sunshine, and if not sunshine, then you must get it. A great source is cod liver oil.
Yeah,
it's health made simple, right?
That 70 years ago, it sure tasted terrible, but we grew up and we were fairly healthy. A lot healthier than a lot of the kids today. Our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you have a question, do you agree, do you disagree? Are you one of those people who believes what you read in the newspaper, what you see on television, what your doctor tells you? You've got to get the information. You've got to get it to your doctor. Shane's book. The book here is an excellent book on statin drugs.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and if you're out there in the listening audience and have a question, give us a call. Do we have a caller on the line? Do we have a caller?
Yes.
On?
Yes, yes. Is it? Dr. Stan?
Yes.
This is Jeff in Denver.
Hi, Jeff. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question. Okay, you're saying that cholesterol is a necessary element to health.
Absolutely.
The only way to get cholesterol is from animal products, correct?
No. Your body produces cholesterol as well. And, of course, what the statin drugs do is poison your liver where it's being produced. So do not believe the lie that you're getting it from animal products. You're getting it, your body produces, and they're poisoning your liver. That's not what they're doing. Isn't that right?
Yes, it's exactly right. It does produce it from the liver. In fact, Nobel Prize-winning scientists learned that if you actually do take cholesterol in from the body or from your diet, the body breaks it down and just regulates it more with the liver. The liver is the main source of cholesterol, period, and dietary cholesterol rarely ever makes it into the body.
Okay, so go right ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, so let me ask you one other question, then I'll let you go, okay? I'm a vegan athlete. I take in no meat, no milk, nothing.
Gee, how do you live without all that cholesterol?
You know, I don't know. I mean, but
your body,
I'm...
Your body creates it, and a vegan is the best thing you can possibly do.
Okay, so should I be worried about anything? Is there anything in specific that being a vegan, that you would recommend to keep your cholesterol at a healthy level?
I can add something to that. As a vegan or even vegetarians have the same need to have the same concerns, and that is that you're not getting enough healthy fats. You want to make sure you're getting plenty of healthy fat from coconut oil and also cod liver oil and avocados. But outside of that, your body will regulate its own cholesterol as needed. But you want to make sure you're getting plenty of healthy fats so you can absorb the vitamins, the essential nutrients, vitamins, and supplements that are mostly fat-soluble, because without that fat, you won't be absorbing those nutrients.
Is flax oil a good substitute for EFAs, fish oil, et cetera? Is flax oil the same?
It's not the same, but flax seed oil is a good source of the omega-3s known as DHA and ALA and EPA. And you'll be fine with that. I don't know. I guess as a vegan, you can't take cod liver oil, or can you?
Well, I mean, it's not that I can't. It's just like a thing of principle. I kind of go out of my way not to do that. So, and I'm on a 10-year run. So if I interrupted my 10-year run, I'd be disappointed in myself.
No, that's fine. I mean, the only benefit that cod liver oil would have over flaxseed oil is that it has lots of vitamin A, which boosts the immune system and protects or wards off cancer, and it also has tons of vitamin D. But then again, you can get vitamin A and vitamin D from other sources as well. So you'll be fine. But add coconut oil to it as well, okay? And plenty of avocados.
Thank you very much. Great show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, I think we have another caller. Who else is on the line?
Hello, Dr. Stan.
Yes, who's this?
This is Howard.
Hi, Howard. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, if I could. I'm just wondering how raw honey would stack up. I use it in tea, and should I be as concerned about that as white sugar?
All right, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, raw honey has the same exact glycemic index as sucrose and dextrose, which is very high at 100, 90 to 100. So When you consume raw honey, therefore, it's having the same effect by raising our fat-storing hormone known as the insulin. However, the benefit of honey over sucrose or dextrose is that it is a little sweeter to the tongue, so technically you would be using less of it. However, you're still walking in a very thin line there. The best thing to do is use agave nectar. Agave nectar can be used just like honey. It tastes just like honey, but its molecular structure is slightly different, allowing it not to be absorbed from the intestines. Therefore, you get no spike in blood sugar or the fat-storing hormone insulin, agave nectar.
Very good.
Okay, anything else you'd like to ask?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thanks for your calls.
Anyway, Chris, there's so much to health and nutrition that the average person just doesn't know. And, you know, I used to think these people who, you know, who are into alternative health care and the food fad is, and they were drinking carrot juice, and they were suddenly on vegetable and fruit diets. I thought they were crazy. And now, as you look at the statistics, they live longer, they're healthier, and, of course, they're not taking all the drugs which are so deleterious to our health. And most of the drugs, I mean, there's certainly the old-time drugs that really, I mean, for instance, I take Digitalis, has been around for, you know, 1,000 years, and certainly it does help as far as the heart is concerned. But so many of the new drugs are great. They're great for the bottom line of the drug companies, and they are not beneficial to us. If you haven't read the book by Marcia Angel, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies, Marcia Angel teaches at Harvard. She was on the staff at Harvard. She was on the senior editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. And when she wrote a book, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies, the whole house came down on her. She's to the point she won't even answer emails. She was attacked viciously. Why? Because she told the truth about the drug companies and their scam. Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, it's Craig at Fort Collins.
Hi, Craig. Question or comment?
I don't know if you've covered this or not, but I heard on one of your shows or somebody else's show that there is a test other than the cholesterol test that was more indicative of your, it was like the binding agent that causes cholesterol to stick to everything. That was more of a better test as to your risk for heart disease. I can't remember what the test was for.
The most important thing is you're going to really find out if you're going to have a predisposition to heart disease. I'd get your calcium checked. You know, get a calcium CT. If you don't have any calcium in your arteries, you're not going to have a heart attack. Whereas, of course, you can you can have a perfectly normal cholesterol and you're going to have a heart attack. Half the people who die of heart attacks and strokes have normal cholesterol.
Yeah, you can get a test. There's a test that's known as an EBT test, or electron beam tomography, and that will look within your coronary arteries at your calcium score and find out how much calcium you have in there. Another really good test to find out your risk for heart disease is looking at what's known as your glycation levels, and that's an hemoglobin A1C test.
Hey, we're out of time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Look forward to having you on one of our shows again. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC brings you another meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival will be here along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Let me suggest we do carry Shane's book. It's called Statin Drugs, and certainly it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on statin drugs. I could just suggest a program you heard this morning is excellent. You'll have to get that from the American Freedom Network, but we do have a four-tape set on statin drugs with the interviews with Shane and so many of the other people who are experts in this field. We have a wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. My wife uses that as a Bible. It's written by our good friend Russell Blaylock. Incidentally, Dr. Blaylock will be a speaker at our conference on the 26th of October, and if there's any way you can come, why, it's all day. We're going to have some great speakers, and of course, Monterey Bay is a wonderful area at that time of year. Ordinarily, this is the 26th of October, and we'll be having Joanna Michelson will be there. She was a medium, deeply involved in the occult. She saw all sorts of wonderful miracles because she was being trained to become a faith healer until she found this was all demonic manifestation, and the people who had been healed were all demonically possessed. Joanna has a wonderful story. We're going to have, of course, Patrick Woods talking about finance. So if you can possibly make it to our October 26th conference, come, bring your friends. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We need reservations because we're serving lunch and we need to know people are going to be there. We have more people signed up this year than we've ever had before, you know, at this time. So we're looking forward to a good turnout. Hope that you can be there. October 26th, North Shore, Monterey Bay, the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Well, then, of course, we have a wonderful four-tape set with my interviews with Russell Blaylock called Life-Saving Secrets. That's Life-Saving Secrets. We have so much material on health and health products here. We have the miracle of magnesium, because certainly I take magnesium. I had auricular fibrillation, and of course, we wanted to get away from that so we didn't have to take the anticoagulants, which predispose you, incidentally, to a coronary artery disease. If you take Coumadin and you take vitamin D, why, you're almost assured of getting a progressive and severe arteriosclerosis, the calcium deposits. Do not do that. You need to get off the you need to get off the anticoagulants. And I took magnesium, got my auricular fibrillation gone. But the book, The Miracle of Magnesium, is important. We have a four-tape set on magnesium. We have four-tape sets on so many health issues. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we have a four-tape set on Alzheimer's disease. What do you do to prevent Alzheimer's disease? What do you do for people who have Alzheimer's disease? And there seems to be nothing that can be done medically. Well, there's a lot that can be done. And so let me suggest, again, the four-tape set on Alzheimer's disease, four-tape set on magnesium, on statin drugs, and certainly my interviews with Russell Blaylock, Life-Saving Secrets. Some of these are available on CD as well. You just got to call in and ask. So our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America, our future.